Adventure 4. Finding himself stranded in Brindanford, Melder despaired momentarily. Suddenly, inspiration struck, and with a small curve of his fingers, he found himself again hurtling through the astral plane, to arrive jarringly at the Temple of Laoth, back in the ruins of Cheomrikshahr. Reunited with the party, he informs them that the gold has been deposited and that everyone is now free to continue on. Gelb decides to explore the stairs leading down first, and the party soon works their way back to them. Walking down the stairs, the party quickly encounters water. Considering the small underwater grotto in the northwestern corner of the temple, and Char's brief underwater adventure through the trapdoor, everyone concludes that the bottom floor must be entirely underwater. Plans for aid in swimming and breathing are considered, but in the end abandoned. Deciding to instead explore the top floor first, Gelb unrolls his carpet and quickly flies up to the hole in the ceiling. Shortly before getting there, however, he spots two Dismodu waiting right next to the hole. Turning about and flying back down, Gelb lands and calls out to the Dismodu. "Hey! What are you doing up there?" A brief conversation is held. The Dismodu admit they are guarding the upper floor from the temple thieves. They refuse to come down, and likewise refuse to let the party up. Further discussion is held, and then combat breaks out. Gelb, Char, and Melder quickly begin launching destructive spells through the hole as Dekker, Ulfgar, and Ashram fire upwards. Dismodu begin pouring from the hole, followed quickly by another beholder. But the beholder barely has an eye ray off before it is brought low by combined spell, arrow and bolt. Finally, Dismodu stop appearing, and a lone voice shouts out from above. "I give. Don't kill me and I will talk." A charred Dismodu appeared from the hole, and approached the party. Under Gelb and Melder's questioning, he revealed much of what was going on. The Dismodu had long ago nearly been wiped out by the drow of Cheomrikshahr. In a last-ditch effort, the Dismodu Magi had somehow managed to level the city of Cheomrikshahr, at the cost of sealing the Dismodu enclave away from the outside world. When the earthquakes started happening, the enclave became unsealed, and the Dismodu once again found themselves able to venture into the outside world. Just as he began to relate something about fire, Ashram suddenly stabbed him in the back, finishing off the already wounded Dismodu. Moving upstairs, Melder and Char began to magically clean several books after looting a few magical items. Ashram and Gelb moved on down a hallway, while Melder and Char read up. With a little searching, and the help of some keys Ashram had found, they quickly had amassed a small fortune in gems. Meanwhile, Melder and Char were reading about the end of the city. The book was written in an archaic form of drow, so they couldn't make out the details well. But essentially, it backed up the Dismodu's claims. Only one area was left unexplored. The cold, watery depths.